doing great austerities to live in this cold.
It was
probably warmer than here. I mean, it was cool in the morning. It warmed up. Evening was okay.
What did you do there, Guru Maharaj? Was it all meetings, or did you?
Well, the first 3 days was the SGGS, which was wonderful. Then the next day, was sort of catching up on some things. Then the next day, I gave class, and then the day after that, I took a tour of the TOVP, Temple of Vedic Meditation, with Bhavananda Prabhu and Sadhguruji Prabhu. And that took some time. Then we went to Sadhguruji's office. And another god brother from the old days, Shatadanya Prabhu, he came in. It turns out he's very actively involved in the legal side of contracts. So it was really nice to see him. Then they wanted to record me about the TOVP. And so that ran about 21 minutes. I mean, they'll probably only use 5 minutes but anyway, they had 21 minutes. There were other things, but these are sort of... Oh yeah, in the evening, I think the first evening, I met individuals in the evening. So first evening was after the meetings ended, with Purujan Prabhu. Second evening was, I think, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. Third evening was Sridhaman Kishori. And yesterday, the last evening, I spent mainly with this amazing woman named Mano Rupa. She's the wife of Jagannath Nishunda and the mother of Vanamali and another boy. Yeah. And she's like completely transcendental. It's like the whole time she's smiling, no pain, and pretty much fasting. You know, as she says, or as her husband said on her behalf, she wants to live on her own terms. And that was fantastic. I mean, I could say a lot about that couple. And so that was in the bedroom, in the Taj building. And then the outer room, the beautiful altar with beautiful deities, and she was just a sweet kirtan going on. And then that night I went up to, that was yesterday, I went up to Prabhupada's room and had a look around after I finished the Mano Rupa. And that morning was, well, okay, the night, that was Srinivasa's disappearance day. Yeah, every day I would chant in the temple at 10:30, deity reading in class. Well, Hari Vilasbrook would give a fantastic class. Then Yadubara, who was showing the trailer for his feature documentary film called Acharya, which is, you know, will run about 90 minutes. And, yeah, so we saw the trailer. It was very moving and impressive. And I spoke with him for an hour. Then it was time for the Pushpanjali and Aarti. Yeah, I just... But Chitantra made a lot of arrangements. Then today, just like minutes before I was going to leave the temple to go back to the work to get ready to leave, I saw Bhakta Rab standing in queue for Charanamrita. Bhakta Rab joined in Mulder's Drift in 1985. Yeah. And he, like from then, like he had it in his mind that I would be his guru. But then he left, he went back to Australia, and we didn't meet until 1997. I came to Juru and we spoke a little. He said you helped him find out where I was, so he came to see me. So then, he said 2 years ago. So he's been coming to Mayapur almost every year. So about 2 years ago, he was listening to the Bhagavatam class and sitting, you know, like right in front of the Nrisimhadev deity, facing the Nrisimhadev deity. And he was thinking, you know, all this time I've had in, you know, Giriraj Swami in my heart, but I never meet him, and, you know, I don't know how I'll ever be able to pursue the relationship. So he just had that thought, and then after the class he went out in the courtyard. And somehow a devotee rushed up to him to sell him a copy of Watering the Sea. Someone who didn't know him and he didn't know the devotee. So then he thought there is like some connection and there, you know, there is instruction coming to him. Yeah, Himesh wants to, I think, settle in Mayapur. So then, the ninth was actually Srila Gaura Govinda Swami's disappearance day. But they chose to celebrate it the next day on the 10th. Which was yesterday. So that day I thought, you know, I'll just spend time in Ajahn Prabhupada's Samadhi, and then after that I went to the other Samadhis, and, you know, offered obeisances and prayers there. There's Tamal Krishna Goswami, Gaura Govinda Swami, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Thakur Maharaj. He came out with me like, he was my preaching partner in Calcutta in 1971. very sweet symbol. And there's only the Sridhar symbol. So then I went to the temple for the class, which was a video of Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj giving a talk. It was like amazing, like one of the most amazing talks I've ever heard. But I don't know, they had a certain, they only allowed a certain amount of time for the class. I mean, that is sort of their rule, so we didn't get to see the whole thing. But then, I asked to get a copy of it. But yeah, it's fantastic. Yes. And the main theme was faith and simplicity. He used the term childlike simplicity. Anyway, it's a whole discussion, but it's really, really good. And then after that, there was a little ceremony at the Samadhi, so I went there. And when I got there, I saw His Holiness Narendran Swami was there. I mean, I know that Narendran Maharaj has really deep appreciation for Srila Gaurgovinda Swami Maharaj. And then from there, Narendran Swami and I carried Gaurgovinda Maharaj's picture to the hall where there was going to be the program. And then Narendran Swami led the singing of Yeh Nilo Premadana, and then he spoke. And then I spoke. Then Guru Prasad Swami spoke. I mean, really nice talks, wonderful talks. And then I think Bhakti Madhurya Madhav Maharaj used to be Makhanlal Narayan's Prabhu's brother. He spoke. That was a little different. Then Narendran Swami left. Then Chandamali Swami spoke. And then this devotee named something like Madhubi spoke. He's Prabhupada's disciple, 76 years old. Very, Gaurgovinda Maharaj said, "I'm the only one who understands Madhubi." Apparently very eccentric. But, he was very close to Gaurgovinda Maharaj, and he, helped in Bhubaneswar. So he spoke, and then when I left and took prasad, and then that was, then after that he visited Mother Rupa. Yeah, I had a little, few little exchanges. Gauri Dasi and Sharanagati. Oh, yeah. Actually, the first time, it wasn't. I think it was. Anyway, one of those was Bhakti Narasimha Swami. That was fantastic. Yeah, that was like an hour and a half. He's amazing. He's amazing. I didn't realize all of this. So I think those are the main, like Bhakti Narasimha Swami, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, Guru Janpuri, and Sri Dhamma Kishore.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
I was waiting for the Radharani coming inside.
Yeah, the most colorful garland I've ever seen.
And this is from Prabhupada's Samadhi. Someone can offer to us. I have extra Brahma. So the petals are coming. Someone like to.
And where is that one from?
This is also from Prabhupada Samadhi. So some key from Radharaman.
Sorry?
Keer.
Oh, really? Well, that's very special. All right, well, I guess I don't know how to calculate this, but I guess a combination of distance travel and fewest number of days left. Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. That's true. That's true.
You want this one? Could be.
You get this one.
You get the Radharani one.
Thank you to Kuti Mata.
Yeah.
Some
what?
Shawl.
A shawl, okay.
I don't know because I didn't get the color. I got it from South India. This is the best shawl.
That's a good color.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is useful for you.
Yeah, it is. All right, Monish, you're the accountant. I can't, my calculations are finished, so you distribute all the rest. Or a few more, anyway.
You should have seen the team in your
house. You have to distribute.
So, where are you staying?
I'm staying in Agrawal.
Mm-hmm. And what's your base?
I'm staying in Navadvip Maharaj, Navadvip Mayapur. But because of my health, it's very getting cold there. So, I'm planning to shift to South India. I want to talk to you, but. The devotees are also very enthusiastic in speaking in local language. They also request some senior Vaishnavas.
Okay.
I wish you allow me to serve in South India. Because I cannot tolerate extreme climate there in North India.
Yeah.
Extreme hot and extreme cold is not suitable for me.
That's fine.
And my japa beads are becoming little cracking. And I brought some new ones in charge of it.
Why are they cracking?
Because I may maybe make my offenses. I'm trying my offenses chanting from after you gave me instruction 2004. I was meditating on from 1 year 2005, but I didn't understand what is going to be offenses chanting. Then I started giving more time in the morning hours. Now I make it a point to get chant 12 rounds before Mangalarti. 25 rounds I'm chanting before Mangalarti. 7 o'clock. And daytime, whatever possible, good number of rounds. So I found that's what sensible meaning could be like, without doing any offer to any Vaishnavas. Because when we see face to face, we're bound to make some offense, thinking he's a friend or enemy. So I thought this is the best, and your Vrindavan trip also inspired me. So that triggered me more into taking to my mala is a little bold, so I tried to save it. Many times I had to threaten it again and again. So it's cracking, the bits are coming up. Actually, after you must be knowing the political situation in Andhra Pradesh. Andhra is split into Tamil, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. Two states.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was a turmoil 4 years back. I was getting to proper shape, and in Andhra Pradesh, where I stay, the capital used to be in Telangana, sir. Hyderabad. So they're planning to shift to Vijayawada. So in Vijayawada, Guntur, there are 4 temples of Islam. They have a lot of good teaching going on, but they don't have very efficient teachers. I don't claim I'm efficient teachers, but being in an organization for many years, they felt my Telugu is quite good. I improved my Telugu speaking. So
okay.
I can speak my Telugu and Hindi also as well. So they want someone to. And they're planning a new temple in Vijayawada. Vijayawada is going to be the capital of Andhra Pradesh. So, glory of Andhra Pradesh, they're planning a center there. So, inauguration just happened a few days there. The coordinator of this place, Ram Murari, he was helping in, along with he shifted to Vijayawada now. So, I'm trying, he's here with us. So, he would like to meet him tomorrow, take his blessings.
Tomorrow?
If you have time.
Is he leaving tomorrow?
He's leaving tomorrow evening. So, I don't know your schedule, so just find it, just bless him. Encourage his, wonderful Brahmachari to you. Lot of good teaching.
What time is he leaving?
Evening.
Yeah, so maybe like before he leaves, just before he leaves.
And he wished me also join him. We are planning to go to Jaipur because of some services for the temple. If you allow me. It is a Krishna's arrangement actually. This is dream like a truth for me. Last moment decision. You know. And we are planning a first ISKCON Rathayatra near to Kurma Chetra. That is now the Vaidya Chaitanya who visited Sri Kakulam first Rathayatra we are planning. I am helping there also.
Okay.
So some services happening to him. So, if you allow. If you some 5 minutes, have your blessings.
Yeah.
Any time you suggest us.
Yeah, so maybe give you have a phone.
Yeah, I have a number.
Yeah, so, Amit, do you want to take his number and give it to Srog Ramadan?
Is he talking with mothers?
What?
Going to South India?
Yes.
I feel little uneasy because I was more like a North Indian for so many years. It's like a new place for me, actually. Though I was born in Andhra, I studied in Chennai. Then I grew up in Bombay and other places. But it's worthwhile because I know my local language. So I understand the pulse of the people. It's a new experience for me.
It's good to have challenges.
Yeah, I've taken enough challenges. So I think I can prove myself. I'm not claiming I've done something that is wonderful, but I think Prabhupada will make something.
You survived.
Yeah. Yes, that is there. Only by your blessings.
Oh yeah, the first thing I didn't mention, on the first day we came to Calcutta and there was like a big program of about 1,500 people, sort of to celebrate the celebration of Srila Prabhupada's departure for America from Calcutta on August 13th. So, yeah, Bhakti True Swami, he was supposed to speak, but basically what he did was introduce me and Radhanath Swami, and then the two of us spoke. And then Anuttama Prabhu was the chairman of the GBC, he also spoke. The Calcutta temple is completely renovated. It's amazing what they've done. They got all the tenants out and just. All right. So, you all should take rest. And yeah, tomorrow, I don't know, we'll just be sorting things out. And there's a memorial program. And we'll see.